Hello.
Hey, Mr. Robert, this is Joe. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am good as well. Thank you so much for asking. So I called in earlier, but someone picked up the phone and they told me that you were not in. So now I'm calling again just to go ahead and, you know.
I had a doctor's appointment today.
Oh, is everything okay?
Well, I've got some aches and pains. I went to a physical therapist.
Is
Try to
everything all
get my
right
legs
now?
straightened out. Well, not yet. It'll take more than a month, I think.
Oh, you have a sprain?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know. The muscle aches very painfully.
So is your family
I'm
there
just
for you?
falling apart in my old age. I've got more problems than you can shake a stick at.
Well, if I was there, I would have taken care of you by myself, to be really honest.
Well,
That's true. That's true. So is your family there with you?
no, I drove in myself.
So what, your family might be there for you if you're in pain, right?
Well, yeah, there wasn't a lot they could do. I let them know when I'm in bad pain. Sometimes it almost brings tears to my eyes. It hurts so. But and I don't know why I have it. I don't remember any event that would have caused it.
It might have been of the bad. It might have been of because of the sleep or the bad, you can say, side of the bed or anything like that that might have caused it.
I don't know. Just
Oh
getting
well.
old. That's all. Getting old.
Well, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I know.
Well, I appreciate your optimism.
Well, I'm always there to go ahead and make sure that you're all good. All right, because you have been very good with throughout everything that we have gone through. All right, and we will be making sure that everything is being, you know, taken care of it. All right.
Yeah, I have some website questions.
Yes, please.
If I want to change a picture or text, do I do that as a dashboard?
You have to sign in on the back end and make the changes there. But if you're going to go ahead and make the changes, then of course you need to go through by some of the procedures for the website, of course. It needs to be saved, it needs to be aligned, it needs to have the proper, you can say, exit. All right, otherwise, you know, it's going to mess up with the alignment because, you know, it's a website and it's live and it's all, you know, digitalized. So that's what the precautions are needed to be done.
Says, I have my most recent book at the publishers now.
Really?
And before, yeah. And before long, I'll want to be putting an image up on the website, and I want to replace an image that's there. And so I wanted to look at that, and then I've come up with a list of a dozen, what do you call them? The words that Google scans for when it's going through
Well,
the.
you can surely send it on an email, and I'll probably take a look at it, and we'll get back to you on that as well. All right, so
All right.
we can just go ahead and make sure that everything that we're discussing about is on the documented format as well, so I do not forget on my end, like what was the task and what was the thing that we discussed. You know, because of human brain, I
Okay.
could forget too. Yeah. So did you send that book to the publishers?
Yes, and they
And did.
couldn't use my cover because I have to get it from a specific source, and I didn't. I got it from all over, so I'm putting another cover together this afternoon.
And did you pay
And
for the
then
service?
I have the text. I have to read that.
And did you pay for the service or the publishing? And did you pay for the service for the publishing for the book?
I have, yeah. I have.
You just did
the
right
publisher,
now?
A guy from the publishing place called me last night and said, here's what you need. You need this, you need that, you've got to promote it, you've got to advertise it. We can do all of that for you for $25,000.
Oh.
And I said, good for you, because I don't have $25,000. Well, I can cut that in half. I said, listen, I don't have $5,000 right now. So, and then he called back again this afternoon. And, was still
and how much
pitch.
And how much did you pay him?
I don't remember. It was like $1,400. Something like that to print.
Oh, that's $1,400 that you paid to them a long time ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that you paid them again. I was like, oh, no.
No, not again, no. I paid them once, and they keep coming back wanting more, but I don't have more. I mean, everything they said was true. You know, nobody knows who I am. Nobody knows about the book. Why would my book stand out? I mean, that's all true, and they say, but so...
Well, that's what I said,
do
you remember? Well, that's what I said, that you don't even have to promote the book if you're promoting the website. And if you're promoting the website, then both of the books will be there on the website. So if it's like you're going advertising for one thing, and three of the things are being promoted onto the website itself. Like, do you remember?
I appreciate that. I know, and the publishers said they were going to submit. There's a magazine apparently that comes out monthly, and people take out full page ads to advertise their books. And they said they would pay the cost of that. And put my book on there for for 1 month. And then if I liked what was happening, then I could pay to extend that period of time.
I understand. I understand, and that is not to worry about. All right, I was just talking in regards to you, because I'm pretty sure that a lot of people out there on the internet are scamming people, all right? And as I put you, all right, as a fatherly figure for me, all right? So what I think, that I'm telling you the truth, all right? Because I lost my dad when I was little, all right? So that is the reason I always look upon you, all right? And try to keep everything intact, all right? And that is the reason I keep on calling back to have a little chat with you as well. Otherwise,
you know, next month, I'm going to be a great-grandfather.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My grandson is having a baby.
Wow.
So
well, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. We're pretty excited about this year.
Mm-hmm. And for that, he needs to have a really super cool granddad, right? And how would you go ahead and grab that by letting everybody know who wrote the book?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it's going to be. If you want to go ahead and, you know, do something great about yourself, then, of course, the book and the website and the new book needs to be there on the internet to go so people can go ahead and see. All right? The previous book that you got should have already been there on the internet, and a lot of people will go ahead and see it.
Well, and there are Facebook sites where there are people who there are groups that read mysteries and talk about them, and I would post on their page.
Well,
Well, you
I'll just
do,
do
not,
what I can with what I've got and we'll see
well,
how
you
it
do not
goes.
Even, well, you do not even have to go ahead and publish anywhere. Everybody will get in contact with you. Like, hey, are you the you know, the writer of that book that was really, really, really good and stuff like that. So we have to go ahead and make sure that everything is all good. Otherwise, there is no way, there is no anything, what I would say, that there is no point of creating a website and if you're not marketing the book over that. That's what I was saying. But
sure.
Yeah, because why? Because it's just a book. Oh, it's just a website that is available on the internet right now. All right, and it's not being showcased, not being shown, or it's nothing like that coming up over there right now. So that's
yeah.
That was my point. All right, I know that there's a lot of publishers that are trying to get a hold of you, and your own publishers, all right, that haven't done anything as of yet, all right, are still trying to go ahead and come back, pitching in sales and everything about it, all right, to get more money out of you, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
well, he was so persistent last night. I just had to hang up on him. I said, I'm going now. I hung up.
Yeah, he might be telling you, like, hey, yeah, what I can do is I can just go ahead and get you a, you know, we can start by $5,000 or anything like that. Because that might be too expensive or anything like that. And I haven't talked to you about any kind of payments or anything like that up till now. Have I?
Yeah.
I have just been on the call. I explained to you what will be done with the website and the books itself, because the book
yeah.
and the writer needs to be known on the internet. And if it's not being known, then of course we will be at loss. All right, people might not
well,
show up on the website or anything like that.
When I win the Pulitzer Prize, then people will hear about me.
Because there are two. Do you remember? There are two. Give me a minute. I just saw it. Jack. What was the name? I'm sorry.
Jack Scott.
Jack Scott. Mysteries. Alrighty, okay. The Jack Scott Mysteries. All right. If you type in over there, there are two Jack Scott coming up. One is with the cozy mysteries and everything about it, all right? And the other one is coming up as, like, Jack Scott Mysteries, John Paxton Sheriff and everything about it, Confusion of Murders, all right, that is being shown, all right? If the website was about to get advertised or anything like that with the book, then, of course, Jack Scott Mysteries, the family one, First Family, that would have been the first thing that should have shown up, all right? That was the first, I suppose, that I can see that a lot of people are searching about Jack Scott Mysteries, but they're going onto a different Jack Scott that is Confusion of Murders and anything like that. But first,
yeah, I've seen confused. That was there.
Yeah, because they're using the same name. That is the reason.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I picked my name, or I would have picked something else.
Mm-hmm. If we were to do that, then, of course, First Family, all right, Amazon would have shown up on Kindle, on various different kind of book publishing, you can say digital zones. We would have gone by that, all right, and you would have seen it already on your end, all right, and we would have been making a name, all right, Jack Scott, all right, for First Family. And now the new book was coming up, and we would have created, you can say, a list, all right? Like, hey, a new book is coming out, so get ready and stuff like that. People might get excited, and they'd be like, okay, we're waiting, all right? And then we would have released the second book, all right?
Yeah.
So they get all excited, and they would have gone ahead and downloaded the book. And if it's for free, then, of course, they would have gone ahead and paid that $1, $2, $3 even. All right, because the book, A Confusion of Murders, is on sale on just $1.56 only. And they have
which
sold...
Book, which book is that?
A Confusion of Murders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they have sold almost 2,000 books.
Huh.
All right, and if they're selling it for $1, then it means they're making $2,000 a month. Like a $1, nobody would mind paying $1, all right, for a book. All right, so if it's they're being selling it for like $2,000 a month, it means they're making money. All right, you would have been making money by now. You would have been by making like not $2,000, like even $500 a month. That would have been a good price for you, isn't it?
Well,
and that would have helped you out to go ahead and get that money out of it. All right, from Amazon, from Kindle, from anywhere. All right, that we would have published the book out there. All right, with the website as well, so people can go onto the website and go ahead and pay it over there, or Amazon or anything like that. You would have made almost $1,500 if you were making around like $500 a month. What do you think about it? Am I talking straight? And I'm talking really, really, really crystal clear here. All right, because I do not like to go ahead and bug around people. All right, I always talk because I'm a business analyst and a business manager as well. So I like to go ahead and create business for people.
Uh-huh.
So that is the reason I told you before, like, hey, let me go ahead and do the advertisement of your books. All right, so my team can go ahead and publish your book on Amazon, on Kindle, on every other book fair and everything about it, on magazines as well, so people can hear your name out, not just a Confusion of Murders by Jack Scott, book one, all right, by John Paxton Scherf, all right, the author. It would have been my client, Robert Allenfeld, all right, an author, of course. I would have liked that. I don't like John Paxton Scherf. I don't like it. That's coming up over here on my computer. I would have liked felt like Robert Allenfeld with First Family, and it's for sale for $1.56. And you would have made around like $1,000 at least in 2 months. That's what I'm trying to say, and that's what I was trying to say before to you as well. Like, give me a chance, so I can go ahead and do that for you. And get you what you really want to achieve over here, to get you what it is up above the sky. If we're not even going to go ahead and try, then of course we will keep on sinking and sinking and sinking, and nothing's going to happen ever.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that your advertising guys who are trying to pitch you a sale for $25,000 are trying to do. They will not do anything about that $1,400. They just might have, it might be vanished by now. All right? And it's just a loss. All right? And they're not even turning back. If they were that good, they would have returned it to you. Like, hey, I apologize and stuff like that. Like I usually do apologize with you. Isn't that right? I go and apologize, like, hey, I apologize for putting you on a brief or anything like that. And whatever I commit, I have provided to you and delivered to you before time or after time with an apology. And you might agree with that.
Yeah, sure.
So this is what I was just trying to portray over here for you. All right, so you can see it from a clear vision, clear eyes, so you can see or hear what I was trying to tell you over here. So you would have not been, you know, ruining any of your time, all right? You just sit back and relax, all right? Enjoy the grand party of your granddaughter, all right? And just would have just enjoyed life, all right? And money would be following to you, all right? And you shouldn't be following the money. It would have just overflown your bank account by now. And you'll be seeing like, hey, I got $1 now, I got $2, and in a month, you would have gone by like $2,000 or $1,500 at least. And wouldn't you be happy with seeing that? Of course, you would be. Your wife,
sure, of course.
Your wife would have been happy.
I'd have more money to put into the advertising then.
Yeah, of course. And we would have used like half of it, and we would have gone for like half. We could have used half of it and get you more out of it. All right. So just so you're making and puts you in a win-win situation. That's what I was thinking about. All right, so I could go ahead and help you out in a way that you are always in a win-win situation. I'm not running or calling any of the agencies again and again for anything. All right, because you already paid, and now it's our turn to go ahead and give it back to you with all of the advertisement and all of the ideas and everything about it. And I've always come to you with an idea to make everything great and good for you.
Yes, well, you certainly have a lot more savvy than I do.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you.
Yes.
You can go ahead and do that, all right? Because I do not want you in the wrong hands. Because I think that the advertising guys, you just told me about it, they were trying to pitch you more $25,000 or anything about it, and he was so into it that you had to hang up the call so he could let go of you. You can hang up on me right now as well. But you're not, because you and I are on the same page. So this is what my proposal for you was, and that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
So even if we're not going to go ahead and start whenever you want, all right, either it's going to be too late or is going to be, you know, out of my reach then. So that's what I was telling you. So at least you're not making like $1,500. You can make like $600. Even if you're making $500 a month, is it good for you? It's good for you, right? At least you're getting something in return.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It would have been awesome. Even if it was $200 or even $300, that would have been awesome. Like, you might be getting the ROI in return.
Yeah.
I would have got you $200 or $300 in return really easily by just advertising a month or two. That's what I'm thinking right now. Because this is just, you know, wasting a lot of your time, all right? Calling you back and again, you're having issues of your own, like having pain, severe pain in your back or anything like that, just to go ahead and make sure that you're on the right side and you don't have to worry about anything and you keep on getting your ROI back. So that's what I was thinking about only. And when he told me about the sales rate that he's putting in for $25,000, well, of course we can do that in the future once everything comes back to you. If it's not coming back to you, how will I be asking you more money?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I expect to make from this. It's just the writing is something I enjoy, so.
Of course,
just keep
and that is your passion.
Away.
And that is your passion. That's what you get at, right?
Well, time will tell.
Well, you are. I can tell you that.
Yeah. We'll see.
So what do you think? Would you let me have that opportunity that I can go ahead and do that for you and show you the better side? Or you just want to go ahead and stay in the dark?
Show me the better what? The better side?
A better and brighter side of what you can do with that book.
Well, as I've told you before, I don't have the money to do much more than advertise myself.
I didn't tell you even the quote for the advertising, did I?
Excuse me?
I didn't tell you the quote for the advertisement up to now.
No, but we, you know, my wife and I are retired, and we get money from Social Security and from pensions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just gets us by from month to month. I don't
it will not. It will not. Everything that I have told you so far, alright, it will not. I can guarantee you that. Why? Because you know, when I work with you, I work with full dignity and with full, with everything that I got. And delivery, even deliver you everything full time. And up to your mark and whatever you have required and above. I go above and beyond. You might have noticed that.
Well, I'm very pleased with what we've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I have more to learn.
Mm-hmm. So I would not suggest you. I would really not suggest you to go with that company. I would not suggest you to that because they didn't do even a thing for you and they demanded more money. How pathetic is that? How pathetic is that? I'm just getting angry on them. Like they didn't even do a bid, all right, and they asked for more money. That's really unfair.
Yeah. Well, they aren't getting it.
Mm-hmm. So what I would suggest, don't let them get that second book. Don't. That is my that's my sixth sense that I'm telling you. Don't let them get the book. Otherwise, they're just going to go ahead and market it out on their own name, and they're going to go ahead and make money. They can make anyone Jack Scott over there.
Well, when I have the second book, I'll come to you.
Mm-hmm. So would you let me go ahead and market the first book as well?
I don't want to incur any kind of debt right now. I want to be able to pay you up front.
Of course. I'm not going to go ahead and ask you for $1,400 or even $1,200 or $1,100. I'm not going to ask you for that. And I promise you this. Because that is way too much for an advertisement. I would have done easily for $900 or even like $800 maximum.
Yeah, well, I got them to come down to that. They kept lowering their price.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have the money to pay you. That's all.
That's okay. I was just giving you the idea so you can listen and you can let me know what you think.
If I win the lottery, then I'll get back to you.
So how much do you get a monthly in pension? Is it like
we get around $2,100 a month.
In total?
Yeah.
In total. Okay. All right. My suggestion, if you want to start, all right, and I'm pretty sure that you're really comfortable with me working, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my suggestion, all right, don't go ahead and waste it, all right? What I would suggest as, you can say, a child's advice, your child's advice, all right? Start only with 600 or 700 only, all right? And when you see the result, then we can go ahead and for more. Other than that, we won't. All right? By whenever you feel comfortable. I will not go ahead and pursue it, all right, if you're not comfortable with it or anything like that. I will not go ahead and let it out. Okay? I'm not suggesting you anything that is for $1,400 or even like $1,500 or even like for $1,600 or $1,700 or even $2,000. I will not go ahead and suggest you anything that is too expensive right now because you have put in a lot, all right? And I do understand. And I have put in with you as well for $200, if you remember, for the hosting. Just to go ahead and make sure that you and everything is being deployed on time and before time because I like to work as a timely manner. All right, so I would suggest you to start with like 600 or 700 only. Don't go above anything like that. All right, that would be me being stupid if I ask you more than that because that's an initial stage. All right, and when you see results, when you see a dollar coming back, then of course, then you can just go ahead and start with like, hey, I would like to go more. We will utilize only 40% of what we make and then get you back to 60%. That's how it's going to be.
Well,
but both of the books, not one, both of them.
I'll just have to see if we can set some money aside every month.
Of course. Well, that is not a problem. All right? All right? You let me give it a try, and I won't let you down. Like, ever. I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. Sounds good?
All right. Yeah.
You can have a discussion with your wife as well, or whatever.
Yeah,
and
she's my manager.
Yes. Let her know as well, all right, that what I talk. Yeah, let her know what we just talked. She might understand that as well. Because I know that she's really, you know, smart. All right? She would understand what I just said.
Yeah. You know, we spent over $2,000 today. So.
You spent $1,000 today?
Not to date.
Until
date.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll help you out as much as I can, okay? Not a problem. You don't have to worry about an inch. You just sit back, relax, and enjoy our granddaughter's birthday hour whenever she gets one.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
Well, you take care of yourself.
I'll be in touch soon enough when I start looking at the website in more detail.
Absolutely.
You told me
that
right after it went online that six people had downloaded the book I'm giving away.
Yeah,
where
I did
you
told
find,
you about.
Where do you find that?
Like, well, that was a marketing thing that we did. For 3 days, all right. I was just checking how would it go, all right. And that's how my marketing guy told me, like, hey, six of the people were there, like 10 of the people were there, and six of them downloaded the book. So that's how I know about it. We just did it for like 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But can I go in and see those numbers?
Well, it's just a dashboard for the website. It's a marketing that I'm telling you about. That's the marketing thing. That we always do like a 3 day thing for ourselves to check how the website is performing because of the content. All right, so that is the reason we were checking on it, and I was like checking on it, like, hey, oh, okay, well, 10 people were there and 6 got the book.
Yeah.
So this is what I was telling you about.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to feedback from them. I'd like to know.
Well, we can have a feedback from them once we start the marketing, actually. All right,
yeah.
So we can get a hold of them and let them know, like, hey, well, what's going on, what is not. All right?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good.
You can have a talk, and you can send me an email back. All right? So I can just go ahead and see what I can do best, okay? So we can have a good name out there for Jack Scott Mysteries and not Jack Scott Confusion of Murders, all right? We don't want that. I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
All right, because I want my client's website and my client's book over there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right?
All right. I'll be in touch.
All right. So when can I expect your reply? By tomorrow?
I suppose.
Okay. Well, I'll be waiting for your reply by tomorrow.
I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Let me just.
I have some
today.
Other doctor appointments this month.
Today is 19, and tomorrow is 20.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm open tomorrow. So.
All right, okay.
And get back to you.
All right, okay. Well, looking forward for a positive response, and we're going to go ahead and see what we can do on the internet. All right?
Yes, okay.
All right, well, do take care of yourself.
You too. Thanks for the call.
No worries about it. All right, bye.